is off and running on this now Friday morning. Welcome in. Your overnight oasis has returned. Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan, taking you up until
5 o'clock.
5 solid hours to discuss it all, plenty to talk about. And to do so, the number, of course you know, 888-808-1019. And much like the scene from the movie The Jerk, the phone books have arrived! The NFL schedules are out! No longer do we have to piecemeal it on Twitter. Week 13, who are the Bills playing? November 28th, where are the Chiefs at? We have the complete puzzle now. It all makes sense. Oh, my gosh. We can now go through the schedules and play the infamous win-loss game. Of course. Figuring out games 6 months in advance when we can't pick them from week to week. But the Jets schedule is out. Of course, the Giants schedule. You just heard the guys there talking about everything Giants. But I did want to kind of start off with the Jets because I would like to just put this out there right now. It's been a full day. Actually, it's been more than a full day. It's been a couple of days where people have been predicting what the schedule would be, guessing what the schedule would be, trying to make it out like they knew what the schedule was going to be. Now that we know the schedule, here's the news for Jet fans. If you're a positive Jet fan, if you're more of the negative Jet fan, the Jets' problem over the last 15 years has not been the schedule. The Jets have not found the position that they are in these last 15 years, not making the playoffs and having the longest postseason drought currently in North American sports, and very quickly closing in on the longest postseason drought in NFL history because they were just done in by the schedule. All those schedule makers, they stuck it to the Jets again. That has not been the problem. That's not why the Jets have been where they've been. That's not why they won 3 games last year. It's not why they won 5 games the year before that. It's not why they haven't had a winning season in more than a decade now. The schedule has not. Now, the fact that the schedule contains NFL teams that are better than the Jets, yeah, that's the problem. But it's not the schedule. You could schedule it any way you want. You could put all the easy games in the beginning of the season and all the tough games at the end of the season, vice versa. That has not been the New York Jets problem. But I will say, if you are someone who is trying to look on the optimistic side, and it feels like, because of the situation the Jets find themselves in, it's very hard to go into life and maintain a sense of optimism when everything around you is negative. Everything around the Jets the last 15 years has been negative. Last year, they had a new coach. It was a new year. It was a new feeling. Aaron Glenn is here, former Jet. He wanted the job. And before we got to October, the season was spiraling out of control, and the questions were, and I think legitimate questions were, will this guy even last his first season? And that was supposed to be kind of the honeymoon period. That was the honeymoon. Could you imagine the marriage? Carl Pavano could. But this year, I have good news for Jeff. The schedule has not been the problem. And if you're trying to look on the bright side of things, I would say that the Jets' schedule this year is not, again, the impediment. And if anything, I think it kind of worked out as well as you could hope. Now, again, I'm not going to try to tell you that the Jets are going to go out there and win 10 games. The Jets' goal for this upcoming season is very simple. Simply don't be one of the worst teams in football. Show everybody some level of progress. And that should not really be that hard to do because of where you're coming. Progress means just be better than you were. Now, we thought last year they were going to be better than they were. the previous year when they won five games. They fire Saleh and they bring it. Ulrich is the coach for the final bit of the season. And then finally they make the coaching change in the offseason and bring in Aaron Glenn. We didn't think it was going to be another step back from that. It was. But this year, the only goal is let's see some progress. So in terms of the Jets schedule, in case you haven't seen it so far, they open up the thing that I think most people predicted. I predicted it. That it was going to be the Titans in week one. That's a perfect storyline. When else is the Jets-Titans matchup going to be interesting? Well, week one it will be interesting. By week three, I don't know that we'd necessarily care that much about Robert Saleh facing off against his former team. But week one kind of makes sense. And that is the way the Jets open. They open on the road against the Titans, but we knew that the game was going to be on the road against the Titans. The only question was, when was it going to come? But the thing that you can't have, and look, in terms of the schedule, they open at the Titans and they come home for the Packers, then they're at the Lions, they're at the Bears. I'm not going to tell you. I have 6 months ahead of time, I can know what any of these teams are truly going to be. Again, I can't pick games on a week-to-week basis during the season. You want me to tell you what these teams are going to be 6 months in advance? No. But in terms of teams that are expected to be good, and expected to struggle, not that it's perfect, but the teams that are expected to struggle are all kind of spaced out in the course of the season. Now, unfortunately, the Jets are likely going to be one of those teams that struggle as well. Who knows? Maybe they'll have a surprising season this year. But it's not the type of thing where all the tough games are at the beginning of the year and all the easy games are when the season's already over. No, they have bad teams kind of spaced out throughout the course of the season. And this is not some sort of brutal schedule. Now, again, unfortunately for the Jets, they don't get to play the Jets. That would make the schedule significantly easier. Most years, if you can play the Jets, that helps. The Jets don't have that luxury, unfortunately. I always laugh when they're like, oh, the offense looked great in practice. Yeah, they're practicing against the Jets. But in terms of the easy games, I've gone through it. First off, the Jets will have two games against the team that most of the NFL thinks is tanking for the season. That would be the Miami Dolphins. Now, the Dolphins, they're dumb. They're a dumb organization. So they will screw up tanking. You wouldn't think that that would be possible, but they've already done it. The year that they were tanking for Tua, they ended up having, what was it, the fifth pick in the draft that year. If they would have had the first pick in the draft that year, they would have got Joe Burrow. They didn't. They got Tua. So that year, they were also supposedly tanking. And they couldn't even get losing right. So maybe the Dolphins will screw up tanking again. It's very possible. They've done it already once. But the Jets, because if they play in the AFC East, they will have two games against the team that most people believe is either tanking or simply just won't be very good. On the rest of the schedule, now, a lot changes from year to year, but based on the previous season, the Jets play against the team that last year had the worst record in football in the Raiders. They play against the team that had the third worst record in the Arizona Cardinals. They play against the Tennessee Titans, who we mentioned, who had the fourth overall pick this past season. They play the Bills in Buffalo the last week of the season when at least it's possible that the Bills might not need that game. Like, you have to play them at some point. Would you rather play them when they really need the game in the middle of the season or possibly when the game will be meaningless in the final week of the regular season? And they also play the Packers week two, which you'd think is tough. You get the Packers out of the way before Micah Parsons is back. So am I trying to stretch things a little bit to look for the positives? Yes, you have to kind of stretch things a little bit to look for the positives. But again, the reason why the Jets have not succeeded in the past has not been the layout of the schedule. Despite the fact that Jet fans, every single solid, for the last 15 years, I have heard Jet fans complain about, oh, how tough the schedule. This schedule is just brutal. Oh, you're playing other NFL teams. That's what you have to do. the fact that the Jets over the last 15 years have been a terrible football organization, that was not the result of just a brutal schedule every single year. They play good teams and they play bad teams. They lose to the good teams, and unfortunately, most times, they've lost to the bad teams. And last year, it feels like, based on how last year went, that expectations with the Jets have never been lower. It feels like expectations from Jet fans have never been lower. Part of that is that I think that most people think, while they didn't go out and get a quarterback for the long term this year, I don't think most people think Cade Klubnik is that. Certainly Geno Smith is not that. So they expect that, hey, this team, while they might show improvement, they're going to be drafting their quarterback of the future in the future, in next year's draft, not this year's draft. So it's very hard to seem optimistic right now. But I would simply say, I'm a big counterintuitive kind of guy. And generally, when people think that this team going into the season is going to be the worst team in football, which it feels like a lot of people, maybe not Jet fans, but just the general football-watching public, feels like the Jets are just the worst team in football. You have to be able to show some level of improvement. And the good news for the Jets coming into this season is that last season was just so bad. They had the second worst record in football. They had the worst quarterback play you really could imagine. They had a defense, despite the fact that their head coach was supposedly a defensive guy, had one of the lowest sack totals in the NFL, had zero interceptions for the season. Like, the baseline for what improvement will look like is not, it's not hard. Like, you just have to be better than the worst. And I say, as I said last night before the schedule came out, there's no reason why the Jets cannot show some level of improvement. Like, their over-under is one of the lowest in football, and rightfully so. And I saw some people saying about, well, you know, the Jets didn't get some nationally televised games. Are you surprised by that? Would you put the Jets on national television? Are there Jet fans who are upset? Hey, you know what? Look at the last time they put the Jets on national television a lot. How'd that season go? I would think that they're doing you a favor by they're doing us all a favor by not putting them on national television. Maybe that's a good sign for the future of the earth, that we're not forcing people in other countries to watch the Jets. I can't imagine that would be good for foreign relations. But you have to be able to show some level of improvement this season. And if you can't, for the head coach or the GM, then I'm sorry, you don't get to continue having off-season moves and off-season resources at your disposal. Again, the Jets went out and made a ton of moves in free agency, and they had four of the top 50 picks in the NFL draft. They're coming off a season where they had the second lowest win total in the NFL, just an abominable defense, and the offense wasn't a whole lot better. So it should not be that hard to show some level of improvement. And it feels like that the head coach walks in on day one, and maybe even before day one, on the hot seat after the way that last season went. And it feels like, at least publicly, that there has been some sort of separation in terms of how people view the job that Aaron Glenn did and the job that that people view Darren Mooji has done. And maybe the good thing that Darren Mooji has got going for him is he's not been Aaron Glenn. Yes, that was not great. That much is decided on a much more pass-fail option, right? Head coach is pass-fail. Did you win the game? Did you lose the game? In terms of making front office moves, that's kind of more, a little bit more nebulous, a little harder to pin down in the moment. Is this guy good? Well, he might not be perfect right now, but we see good things moving forward. So the GM's job is a little bit more tough to kind of give a hard grade two in the moment, where the head coach's job, that's much more pass-fail. But taking a look at the Jets' schedule, again, it's an NFL schedule. It's not the most brutal thing in the world. We gave you the numbers from Warren Sharp, who kind of calculates it based on the win-loss predictions of Vegas for the teams that you play. Are there tough games? Yeah, they're tough games. You know, Lions at Detroit early on in the season, tough game. I think that the Bears are going to be pretty good this season, having to go there the week after you go to Detroit. Not the easiest thing in the world. Obviously, you're going to have to play the Bills and Pats a couple of times. That's just the way it goes in the AFC East. The Chiefs are on the schedule, but you already knew that. It's not week one. At least you get a little bit of time to get ready for the Chiefs. So the Jets, the schedules are out. We know what we're looking for, and it is not some sort of brutal schedule. And the least of the Jets' problems over the last 15 years has been the NFL schedule makers. The Jets' biggest problem the last 15 years has been the Jets.